John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12. The Bible says in verse number 20, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethesda and Bethsaida and Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. And Philip cometh and telleth Andrew," and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. And the people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake unto him. And Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. We would see Jesus. As we look at this and we see, as the Bible teaches here, that Jesus has come triumphant into the city. He's made a triumphant entry, and he's presented himself unto the people. And the Bible says that during this time, there's a group of Gentiles come up, and the Bible says that they came up to worship at the feast. They didn't just come up, but they come up to worship. You know what helped us tonight, if when we come together at God's house, that we had come together to worship the Lord. I won't say things happen when we come together to worship the Lord. We can come together and have a good time. We can come together and eat, and that's what us Baptists do best. But boy, isn't it really good when we come together to worship the Lord? It don't matter if it's just a two or three or a few when we come together to worship the Lord. When we all come together looking for Him, praise God, He always seems to show up. You say, "Preacher, how is that? Why does it happen that way?" Because when we go to looking for Jesus, praise God, He'll present Himself before long. Amen. He'll show Himself so that we can see Him. And so they say that let these Gentiles come to Him. And they come to Philip, and they tell Philip, said, "You know, we would see Jesus." We'd like to see Jesus. I won't tell you, youngins, tonight, I'd like to see Jesus, wouldn't you? I like to see Him every time I turn around. I like to see Him everywhere I go. I like to see Him touching in hearts. I like to see Him touching lives. I like to see Him leading people out. I like to see Him lifting people up. I like to see Him doing the things that He does best. I like to see Him healing souls. I like to see Him touching the ones that sin sick. I like to see Him, praise God, when He reaches down to those that's sad and downtrodden. I like to see Jesus when He's doing marvelous and wonderful things for His people. I like to see Jesus, praise God, Brother Bill, when people don't even realize they need Him. But praise God, He shows up to them anyway, comes down to where they're at, praise God, and begins to caress their soul, begins to pull them unto Himself, begins to give that help, praise God. I like to see Jesus, don't you? Amen. Amen. Praise His holy name. They said, "We would see Jesus." They said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Philip cometh and tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Amen. I can just imagine in my mind's eye, as he comes to him and Philip, they tell Philip, they say, "What? So, sir, we would see Jesus." They said, "We'd like to see Jesus." And Philip goes down there and he finds Andrew. Praise God. He said, "Hey, listen, these folks up here, these Gentiles up here, they want to see Jesus. What do you think we ought to do?" And Andrew said, well, I'll tell you what we ought to do. We just need to go tell Jesus. Amen. It's up to him, praise God, whether or not they can see him or not. Amen. Praise God. It's up to the Savior himself whether you can see him. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. So they come down there and they tell Jesus. And now Jesus says this. And Jesus answered him saying, there's come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Now, don't you think it glorifies God when we get to looking for Jesus? Don't you think it might glorify the Son, praise God, when we get to looking for the Son? Don't you think it brings glory and honor to His name when we get to searching for Him with all of our heart? When we look for Him diligently, praise God, then we'll find Him. We'll find Him, youngins, when we search for Him early, when we begin to start every day looking for Jesus, when we start off with every opportunity and every direction, praise God, looking for Jesus. Jesus, praise God, will show up and He'll manifest Himself, and we'll see Him, praise God, in His magnificence and in His glory. Amen. He said, the hour's come. When is that hour? That hour's now. The hour to see the Son of God, to see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that He be glorified and magnified, is right now, today. It's not after a while. It's not after we die. It's not when we get to heaven. Praise God. It's right now we have the opportunity to praise and give God glory, to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we ought to be doing it every chance we get. Amen. A lost and dying world. Young, listen, they're looking for what we've got. Amen. They want it. Amen. They want help. They want hope. They want confidence. They want some assurance, praise God. And that help, hope, confidence, that assurance, praise God, is in none other than Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is the ultimate hope in this world. Without Him, praise God, if we had hope in this old world only, said we'd be among all men most miserable. But praise God, our hope in Lord Jesus Christ, it's help, hope that's out of this world. It makes a difference. Amen. But He said, the hour's come that Son of Man should. I think about that, Brother Jeff. It almost makes me sad. Amen. That the Son of Man should be glorified. In the day and hour we live in our Christian faith, the Son of Man, He should be being glorified. He should be lifted up. We should be magnifying and glorifying Him and praising Him and giving glory and thanksgiving ought to be always on our lips to the Lord Jesus Christ for what He's already done for us. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, should be glorified. Amen. Who ought to be giving Him glory and glorification? You and me. Born again believers, praise God, ought to be able to lift up the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You say, what does it take to do that? Just cutting loose, praise God, doing it. Quit wondering what people might think. Amen. And praise God, just raise our hand, just shout and praise and give God glory. Just begin to magnify. You know how the best thing, you know how to practice at the best? It's when you're all by yourself. Amen. When you're all by yourself, praise God, just start to, when the Holy Ghost of God tiptoes your heart, across your heart, just begins to bless you on purpose, praise God. When you're all by yourself in the car or wherever you might be, just throw up your hand. Well, if you don't throw up your hand, if you've got a hold, throw up one hand while you're driving. And say, thank you, Lord Jesus, praise God. Glory be to your name. Amen. But He said the Son of Man should be glorified in His people. But He says, verily, verily, I say unto you. Amen. Now listen. He said, except a corn of wheat shall fall into the ground, die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Now He was talking to a reference of His death. He was talking about what had to happen. Amen. That He couldn't continue to live. He had to die. And said if He died, praise God, that He would that through His death, life would spring up. Amen. Praise God, ain't you glad that because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for you and me, praise God, that through Him, life sprang up into eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Amen. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Now, if we're going to see Jesus, praise God, we can't see Him if we ain't following Him. And if we're following Him, I guarantee you, you'll see Him. He'll be prevalent everywhere you go. You'll begin to see Him, praise God. You say, well, preacher, that's what the statistics used to think, that Jesus was in everything and everything was Jesus. But I won't say, praise God, Jesus Christ is all in all, praise God. He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that touches. He's the one that gives us guidance and leadership, praise God. And when we have Him, we have everything. Amen. It's not about the things that we have. It's about who we have. Amen. Praise God. He said if we have Him, He said then we have life. And we only have life. Not only have life, but we have life eternal in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you. I want to live forever. Amen. And I'm going to in heaven through Jesus Christ my Savior. I'm going to live, praise God, with Him. I'm going to follow Him, praise God. I'm going to serve Him. So if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled? And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Amen. So Jesus is telling about how He's got the death that He's got to die. And if He dies and He goes into the ground, praise God, that He's going to come up into life, an abundance of life, in a fruitfulness, praise God, and bring more much fruit. He said, he that loveth his life shall lose it. But he that loses his life, hate his life in this world. Amen. So he shall have it unto life eternal. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get to chasing after life here, what we call life, and we never attain to eternal life in Christ Jesus. But praise God, I'm glad that we can. And just like him, he said, the Bible says that he was troubled. What shall I say? Save me from this hour. He said, but for this cause came I unto this hour. And then Jesus says this. Now Gentiles has come down there, and they said, we would see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We'd like to see Jesus. Amen. And Philip and Andrew come to Jesus, and they said, sir, they said, these folks would like to see you. These folks would like to get to know you. These folks would like to come around you. Amen. And Jesus Christ begins to tell them about the death he's got to die and the life that he's got to live and how we can live with him if we'll die out to the world and if we'll follow him, praise God, that he'll begin to make the difference in our life and he'll change us into that's like him. I praise God that we attain to after death. And he begins to pray. He said, hey, listen, his heart was troubled. And he said, hey, listen, this is this hour, praise God, that I'm in. I was designed for this hour. And he says, listen, Father, he said, glorify thy name. Amen. Everything about our Lord Jesus Christ, now listen to me, everything about the Lord Jesus Christ was to bring glory and honor to his Father. Amen. Amen. To his heavenly Father. The Bible says something happened when Jesus said that. Amen. And now these folks said that they wanted to see Jesus. Said, we would see Jesus. And Jesus said, Father, glorify thy name. Bible says, then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God in portals of glory. He spoke. Jesus said, Father, glorify thy name. And he said, and a voice from heaven come out, which is none other than God the Father. He said, I have glorified it. I've glorified my name. And said, praise God, I'll glorify it again. He said, I'm going to get glory out of it. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to do that. That brings glory to my name. I'm going to do that. Praise God. Gives peace to your heart. I'm going to do that. Praise the Lord. That'll give you a direction and a focus and a frame of mind. Praise God, that's out of this world. Something you can focus on that'll make a difference. Something you can focus on, praise God, that'll lead you in the right direction. It'll take you, praise God, across the portals of glory one day in a little while and lead us home where one day, praise God, you and me that's born again, will enter into the presence of a holy God, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself is going to present us to the Father for his glory. Amen. He said, I've glorified it. and I'll glorify it again. Praise His holy name. Amen. And the Bible said the people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered, or others said that an angel spake to him. Amen. But Jesus said, listen to what He said. He said that, and Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. He said, this voice from heaven, He said, it didn't come because of me. He said, this voice from heaven came because it came for your sake, because God the Father, praise God, He loves you and it glorifies His name when you're looking unto me, the author and finisher of faith. He said, it gives God glory and God gets magnified and God gets uplifted. That's why He'd say, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, because God the Father will get glory from us looking for the Son. Amen. Now the sun comes up every morning, the S-U-N. It comes up every morning. I made a habit. I get up in the morning and as soon as I get up, I'll open the curtain and I'll look outside and see what the day looks like. Amen. See if the sun's a shining or if it's overcast and dark outside. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I want to know what it's like before I plan my day, I guess. But I'm ultimately looking for the sun, the S-U-N. I like to see the sun coming up of a morning. It just blesses my heart, and I know that there's a God of heaven out there, and praise God that He's done it again, and He's allowed me to be a part of it, and He's watched over me through the night, and He's given me an opportunity to swing my old feeble self out of the bed and to get up again, praise God, so that I can begin all over to give Him glory and praise. Thanking Him. You know, somebody was texting today, and I said, you know what? We take a whole lot for granted. Amen. We take a whole lot. We assume a whole lot, don't we? We assume that we're going to have another day. Amen. But we don't know that. There was a fellow 34-year-old the other day. Was running well and just fell up. Had a massive heart attack and died. 34 years old. Amen. We don't know about another day. Praise God, when you get to looking for the sun, the S-O-N, and you get to looking for Him every day, praise God. And God the Son, praise God, He begins to manifest Himself to us so that we can see Him. Praise God. Jesus said, this boy came not because of me, but for your sakes. Amen. He said, hey, listen, so I've been glorified and I'll be glorified again. That's what the Father said. And Jesus said, hey, it's not for my sake that He said that. It's not for my sake that you heard the voice, but praise God, it's for your sake. Because God said, I've been glorified. I've been lifted up, magnified. Amen. You know, it's amazing what you hear about what people used to do. People talk about, I used to worship the Lord. We used to praise God. We used to have a time. People used to shout at church. I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. People say, you know, Pastor, I remember back when we used to. I said, well, why did you quit? Well, they change gears then. They back up about three rows and say, well, they. Amen. Well, they did this and they done that. Praise God. Listen, but what about you? He said, we used to praise God. We used to glorify God. We used to magnify Him. We used to see what He did, recognize it, praise the Lord, and we'd raise our hand and say, glory to God. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Amen. But they caused you to go astray. Paul asked a question. He said, what has bewitched you? He said, you started off well. Amen. Ain't careful we don't continue well in the Lord. We ought to be like these Gentiles, praise God. We ought to be going, praise God, every day saying, I would see Jesus. I want to see Him today, praise God. I want to fellowship with Him. I want to be in His presence. A glory, a hallelujah. In the presence of the Savior is the best place in the world to be. In the presence of God Almighty, in the presence of His Son, Lord Jesus Christ. The S-O-N, praise God. I guarantee you get to looking for Him just like I do that sun, S-U-N of a morning. Every day He'll show up. Amen. There's not a reason in this world, Brother Bill, that we can't all see Jesus every day. Amen. You say, where do we see Him? We see Him in the volume of the book. In the Bible said, in the volume of the book, it is written of me. Who's He talking about? The Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in the volume of the book, we see the Lord. And the reason I said that, there's no reason that we can't see Him because everybody has a cell phone. And most of us have smartphones. Hello? And if you have a smartphone, praise God, they got Bible apps. Amen? And you can pull up, you can set your phone every day, a Bible app will come up and it'll give you some scriptures. Amen? You got to make sure which ones you get so you don't get the wrong deal. You get a counterfeit if you ain't careful. Amen? But they say, hey, we have apps that'll come up every day, praise God. We have where we can get the Word of God so that we can see Jesus, so we can come into His presence every day. And He'll speak. And you know what? I found out when you do that, that verse or that section of Scripture that you get every day, you can get every day from your phone. If you're too stinking lazy to read your Bible, you can get it on your phone. I know you'll read it on your phone because you read your phone all day long. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you get the Word of God, and what happens is when we get His Word, it brings us into His presence. Brings us where He is. And somewhere, I found that somewhere during the day, Brother Bill, that Word that God so graciously gives me, expounds to me, praise God, speaks to my spirit with, is something that I can use for me or somebody else before the day is over. Amen. Ain't that amazing how that... But you know what that is? He said we would see Jesus if we had seen Him every day. Amen. We would see Him every day. Amen. It would become a reality. Praise God. Bless His holy name. They stood by and they heard it. Some of them thought it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. That Jesus said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. The reason we have the Word of God today is for your sake. Amen. God didn't need a volume of book to know who He was. Hello? Amen. I preached this morning, amen, about He said, I am. The eternal self-existent one. And God didn't need to know who He was, praise God. He didn't need to say who He was for Him to know who He was because He knows He knows who He is. God knows Himself. But He gave us a volume of the book, praise God, so that we can know Him. Amen. Praise God. These folks come to the Lord. They said, Philip, sir, said we would see Jesus. Philip went and got Andrew and he said, hey, these folks want to see Jesus. You know what we ought to do today? Praise God. We ought to show them Jesus. We ought to take folks to Jesus. There's a lot of people that would like to see Jesus. How will they see Him? They'll see Him through us, through the volume of the book. When we start living out this book, this blessed old King James Bible, they'll begin to see Jesus. And Jesus said that they come, and He said it was not for my sake, but for your sake, that this voice from heaven come. He said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Well, I'll be glad when that happens, ain't you? When that prince of this world, the old devil and the demons of hell are cast out. And He said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Amen. Jesus said, listen, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men to me. He said, if you'll take this book and you'll read it, you'll study it, you'll believe it, you'll believe on it, you'll trust in it. He said, because you do that. See, I'm thinking today that we got messed up in our head about what it means to love the Lord and to know the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. To know Jesus, our Lord and Savior, praise God, is to believe this book. To believe this is the Word of God. This is the inerrant, inspired Word of God. And when we believe this book, then we believe God. We believe this God, we believe on the Son. We believe on the Son, the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, places something in us that moves us away from where we used to be to where He'd have us to be. Amen. That's why we need to be like these old Gentiles. We need to say, you know what? We would see Jesus. We'd like to see the Savior. So we start out every day. Start out every day with a new attitude and say, you know what? I'm going to see Jesus today. Amen. I didn't do too good yesterday, Lord. And I've told you this before many times. I say, Lord, I've been perfect. Ain't messed up. Ain't caused no problems. But in a minute, I'm going to throw these feet out of the bed. And I'm going to need all the help. Lord, I need to see you today. I need to feel your presence. I need to know you're with me. I want you to speak to me. I want you to show me. I want you to guide me. I want you to direct me. Because he said, I'm a listening to you. I'm a following you. I see what you're saying. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. He said, you know how it's, you know what it means to how it is to find the will of the Father? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through the Holy Ghost of God, because He's making intercession for us. Amen. But before the throne of grace. And He says, you know what? He said, if I just be lifted up, if I be lifted up, He said, I'll draw all men unto me. He said, listen, we would see Jesus, and we will see Jesus, praise God, when we begin to lift Him up and we begin to look for Him. He's there. He's relevant. He's present and accounted for in our hearts and in our lives. When we make a place for Him, amen, His Word will fill the voids. So many people tell me all the time, I hear it all the time. Well, preacher, you know, I've got these things in my life. If I could just get, whenever I get these taken care of, then I'm going to get in there. I'll come up there to the church and I'll worship with you and we'll pray God. I said, yeah. And I just got to where I just tell them, I said, well, I'll never see you. If you wait till you get yourself all fixed up, I'll never see you at the house of God. But if you'll just get up on Sunday morning, you'll get your family and you'll just bring them to the house of God with expectations of seeing Jesus, praise God. Jesus will show up. He'll move upon your life. He'll take that old stuff, that old junk, the world, amen, and he'll get it out of the way. He'll wash it away. He'll clean it away. He'll clean it up. He'll set you a table where you can dine with the Lord. And the Holy Spirit of God begin to speak to you as you go along through the day. And not probably won't always be things that you'd like to hear. Amen. When He gets to telling you in the volume of the book how rotten and no account you are. Amen. That wheels are spinning. And a lump of clay's on that wheel. And the potter lays his hands on it. and there we are, all lumpy and bumpy, full of imperfections. But God begins to work those things out. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes He gets to something that's in there that's a little harder than others, and He has to squeeze it a little harder to get it out of there. But boy, He does. And we'll flinch and we'll fidget on the wheel. But pray God, it feels so good when He gets that mess out of there. And you realize that old thing that was a hindering us so much, praise God, all of a sudden it's gone. And we have liberty, praise God, to glorify the Father. You see what God's saying? He said, we would see Jesus. And He said, hey, praise God, it's time to glorify God. When you're looking for the Savior, you'll glorify the God of heaven, the Father. Amen. If we would just get to looking for Jesus, if we get to seeing Him, can't see Him if you don't look for Him. But the Bible says we'll find Him when we seek for Him early. Don't wait. What do you say? Don't wait till we get to the end of the day and say, boy, Lord, I wish you'd have been there. Amen. He was there. He was there to do His part. But we need to be there to do our part, to receive Him as the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. That God would get the glory. So what are you saying? I'm going to say this and I'm done. When God, the Holy Spirit's are working those blemishes out of us, and the Spirit of God shows us where we're wrong and He's right, we just need to recognize that. Yeah, what happens then? We see Jesus. Amen. We see the power and the glory of God manifest in His Son. And those things that so easily beset us go away. And we become more like Him day by day by day.